Prague's municipal court reopened a controversial post-war court case on Monday when it overturned a 60-year-old verdict against one of the founders of the Batia Shoe Empire. In 1947, a judge sentenced Jan Antonin Batia, half-brother of the company's original founder, Tomasz Batia, to 15 years imprisonment for collaborating with the Nazi occupiers. That's a charge the Batia family has always vehemently denied, and they're now seeking to clear their late relative's name. Rob Cameron has the story.
Jan Antonin Batia took over the Batia Shoe Empire in 1932 after the death of his half-brother Tomasz Batia in a plane crash. At the time of his death, the Batia Shoe organization was one of Czechoslovakia's most successful industrial enterprises. Batia employed more than 16,000 people and operated factories and outlets in countries as diverse as India and the United States. The company was also known for its strong social conscience, providing new housing for its employees and building a number of model towns. Under Jan Antonin, however, the business became a truly global concern. Within 10 years, Batia employed more than 100,000 people, and the company was the world's biggest shoemaker. The Batia family maintains that Jan Antonin Batia, nicknamed the Shoe King, was always a loyal and patriotic citizen of Czechoslovakia. Here he is in 1938, making a radio address to the United States.
Ladies and gentlemen, for you, citizens of the proud and great America, which, overflowing with abundance, used to be a land of promise to hundreds of thousands of Europeans year after year during the long decades before the Great War, for you citizens of the boundless area of the state, a small country, my country, the Czechoslovak Republic, situated now in the middle of the noisy and belching cauldron of European unrest, is almost of little interest. I have been requested to tell you a few things about the national character of Czechoslovakia, of its people. Well, it is rather difficult to find the right word.
Within 6 months of that broadcast, however, the great powers signed the Munich Agreement, and Czechoslovakia fell under the control of the Nazis. Jan Antonin Batia fled his country, settling first in the United States. However, he was blacklisted by the US authorities for doing business with the Axis powers. In 1941, he emigrated to Brazil. After the war ended, the Czechoslovak authorities tried Batia as a traitor, saying he'd failed to support the anti-Nazi resistance. In 1947, he was sentenced in absentia to 15 years in prison. The company's Czechoslovak assets were also seized by the state, several months before the communists came to power. For the last decade, his descendants, led by the sprightly 92-year-old Tomasz Batia Jr., son of the company's founder, have fought to clear his name. They say far from being a collaborator, Jan Antonin Batia financed the Czechoslovak government in exile to the tune of $250,000 in anonymous gifts. A former Jewish employee also testified that he helped her and up to 80 Jewish families escape from Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia. All of these facts, say his family, were ignored by the court in 1947. They say the post-war Czechoslovak state, buckling under communist pressure, was primarily interested in seizing the Batia Empire and its assets. Tomasz Batia Jr. travelled from Canada to attend Monday's court hearing in person. He repeated that his uncle was innocent and that the whole episode had been a communist plot to blacken his family's name. The Czech authorities must now decide whether to reopen the case so that Jan Antonin Batia's name can be cleared for good.